Hi, welcome to the Voice of the DBA podcast. I'm Steve Jones. It's called Data Decisions or Instinct. Most of us that are data professionals think the best way for us to make decisions is to use data we have to justify some course of action, or maybe even decide on a course of action. We often look for patterns in data. We want to get some guidance that the information we have will allow us to make the best choice for our organization. Now, Google has talked about making data-driven decisions in the past as part of their success, and they would like to have more and more companies do that. Lots of companies do look to data to power their BI systems and dashboards that help their employees decide on a particular course of action. That seems in contrast to the piece from the Harvard Business Review that I've linked in the editorial. It says that great decisions don't start with data. It talks about using stories and emotions with key facts sprinkled in there in order to help you sell ideas and get decisions made. On one hand, I wholeheartedly agree that stories definitely help to sell decisions, but I've often found that really successful salespeople use this technique to deceive and convince people by plucking on their emotions, and they use relatively little data, or they have data that perhaps is out of context because they want to accomplish a specific thing or they want to sell you a specific product. In my mind, the best way to make decisions is to go with your instincts, but you use your instincts while you're examining and understanding data. You can't discard the data, especially when it presents strong patterns. However, data can certainly be deceiving as well when we don't carefully examine how it's been put together. An average doesn't always reflect the actual value of a set of numbers, especially when we don't understand the range, the standard deviation, count of values, etc. We also have to realize where we do and don't have experience and expertise in making some decision. We should certainly look to data to guide us and perhaps even justify our decisions, but we can't forget that the human brain is still an important part of any computational exercise. We need to use a little bit of our own judgment and instinct to make our decisions. Let me know what you think today. I'm Steve Jones for the Voice of the TBA podcast.